a major clue for getting to know yourself as a recipient of the gift of life. And I am convinced that the perspective we gain through this process represents the driving force that can make not only our lifestyle, but our very lives shine. Some people have told me that they had almost nothing left after discarding those things that didn't spark joy, and at first, didn't know what to do. This reaction seems particularly common when people finish tidying their clothes. If it happens to you, don't be discouraged. The important thing is that you have noticed. The real tragedy is to live your entire life without anything that brings you joy and never even realize it. From the moment you finish tidying, you can begin to add a new zest to your home and to your life. Only two skills are necessary to successfully put your house in order: the ability to keep what sparks joy and chuck the rest, and the ability to decide where to keep each thing you choose and always put it back in its place. The important thing in tidying is not deciding what to discard, but rather what you want to keep in your life. It is my hope that the magic of tidying will help you create a bright and joyful future. Introduction. The KonMari Method. KonMari, is there an illustrated guide that explains your tidying methods the same way you do in your lessons? I don't know how many times I've been asked this question. My response has always been the same. But you don't need one, because success depends 90% on your mindset. I know that no matter how much knowledge you may gather, if you don't change your way of thinking, you'll rebound. What I'm trying to share as a tidying consultant is not a mere tidying method, but rather an approach that will enable you to become capable of tidying. And I believe to achieve this, something similar to shock treatment is necessary. At the same time, however, it's true that once people have committed themselves to tidying up, they may want more detailed instructions. For people in the middle of the tidying process, then, what could be more helpful than an illustrated guide? For people who have not yet committed themselves, however, such a book could actually make things worse. In that sense, publishing this illustrated guide could be likened to sharing a book of forbidden knowledge. So, let me ask you point blank. Are you committed to completing the once-in-a-lifetime special event of tidying up? If you answered yes, then please go ahead and keep listening. Even if you have already finished your tidying campaign, the tips for making your home spark joy are bound to be of use. If you answered no, however, please start by reading my first book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. If you have already read it but still aren't committed, please read it again, because something, and probably something quite small, has kept you from tidying up so far. This illustrated guide is a comprehensive compilation of KonMari method know-how. The illustrations can all be viewed on the PDF that accompanies this audiobook. For people who have made the commitment to tidy up once and for all, it should be extremely helpful, like a hand scratching your back right where you feel itchy. For those of you who have tidied up to some extent but want more details, this guide will serve as an encyclopedia of tidying up. Feel free to refer to the PDF whenever you need to confirm how specific tasks are done. I've also included answers to many of the questions I received from readers of the first volume. And for those of you who want to skip all my personal stories and are impatient to get to the nitty-gritty of tidying up, this book alone may be enough. Now, are you ready? Don't forget that the God of tidying up is always on your side as long as you are committed to getting it done. The 6 basic rules of tidying. The tidying process you are about to embark on is not about decluttering your house or making it look neat on the spur of the moment for visitors. Rather, you are about to tidy up in a way that will spark joy in your life and change it forever. When you tidy the KonMari way, you will experience several changes. For one thing, when you have finished cleaning up once and for all, you will never again relapse into clutter. You also will have clearly identified your values and what you want to do. You will be able to take good care of your possessions and will experience every day a feeling of contentment.